What is marketable title?
Now we get there.
Record title. That means you can go to the county records and you can figure out who owns it. Not Ancestry.com, but the county records. It's free from reasonable doubt. And a prudent person with knowledge of all the salient facts, circumstances, and their legal significance would accept the title, even though it's not absolutely free from suspicion. Now, if you've done any titles, how many people have written a title opinion here? Yeah, okay. You know that you don't get marketable title in the oil and gas business. That's just not available, because most often you will find affidavits of heirship in your title, and a title based upon affidavits is not marketable title. It's okay to have defects, but there's no probable basis for the defect to result in a loss. Okay, what is not marketable title? Rely on facts outside records. Aha, Ancestry.com, outside the records. Title by limitations. You can certainly say to the client, look, it looks like they may have lived here for the past 20 years, but they don't have record title. Subject to outstanding oil and gas lease. My gosh, how many times when you do an oil and gas title opinion do you find prior oil and gas leases, especially in an area where there's a lot of development? So if there's outstanding oil and gas lease that hasn't been released, not marketable title. Subject to an outstanding royalty. Oh my gosh. Subject to an outstanding covenant. Subject to an outstanding deed of trust, judgment lien, or tax lien. You find these all the time when you're examining title. And last but not least, but probably the most common, affidavits of heirship will render it not marketable. Okay, whoops. What we're doing here is sort of a quick overlook of some of the things that you can see in the title standards. Here's a comment that might be in a title opinion. Record title is in William Connolly. Your oil and gas lease is executed by William Connolly. Do you make a title requirement? None. See Texas Title Standard 3.10, idiom sonans, sound alike, misspelled. Now, we're going to learn as we get into this, unless there's a reason to doubt that conclusion. So if you see something that would indicate to you that William Connolly is not the same William Connolly, then you would have to make a requirement. Comment 2, record title is in Mary E. Kurtz. Your oil and gas lease is executed by Mary E. Newland, nay, Mary Kurtz. Title requirement? None. See Texas Title Standard 340. The recital of identity may be relied on, here's the key phrase, absent evidence to the contrary. So every one of these title standards is going to be based upon you asking yourself, is there evidence to the contrary? Whoops. Record title was conveyed to John Doe. Your oil and gas lease is executed by John Doe Jr. Now, do you make a title requirement? Yeah, probably, unless you can certify that you know that John Doe is dead and this is really his son. But very often, people who are John Doe and John Doe Jr. don't add the Jr. to their name. Record title was conveyed into Joe Smith and wife Marie Smith. Your oil and gas lease is executed by Joe and Louise Marie Smith, husband and wife. Title requirement? Cautions. Aha. Cautions. Similarity merely is a rebuttal rebuttable presumption. Look for contrary evidence. Every time you see one of these things and you're trying to make a decision, what you're trying to do is look at the title as a whole and say, is there some reason from what I've seen before or after that would make me doubt that these are similar or the same people? Okay. Your oil and gas lease recites it was executed on July 1, 2010, but was acknowledged on 6/25/2010. Do we make a title requirement? No. I have to tell you, you'd be surprised how many people make title requirements about that. And if they had read the title standards, they would have seen Texas Title Standard 410 that provides a proper sequence of formalities is presumed. Whoops. Your lease is from John Doe trustee, but is acknowledged by John Doe individually and not in his capacity of trustee. Do you make a requirement? It depends. Now, this is nice because here it tells you. If it was filed for record, how long has it been of record? Texas Title Standard 420 says the statute of limitations moved from 4 years to 2 years after 2007. So if you just have to look at how long it's been recorded. And you can find, see, it's nice. You find all this stuff right in the Texas Title Standards. By the way, these guys that sit on this board, they're old-time title examiners. They've been doing it for a long time. The deed into your lessor dated 8/21/1963 is from Joe Doe et ux Mary, but does not contain a privily and a part acknowledgement. Does everybody know what a privily and a part acknowledgement is? Well, in the old days, if you were married, the law presumes you didn't know enough about what was going on, so that if they were conveying community property, the notary had to examine the wife and ask her all this stuff and put in this fairly detailed acknowledgement. And without that, the deed was void as to the wife's interest.